Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. North Korea appears to be opening doors to the outside world as they struggle to cope with the effects of poverty. International Aid's Mark Heidenberg says they're partnering with a group who's been granted access because of their medical work. On this trip, the team focused on improving the inadequacy at some of the hospitals. Heidenberg says this is one area that opens to an avenue of ministry.
We did run electrical lines, put in generators, put new panels in, and surgery lights and medical devices. And then I was also able to spend quite a bit of time with the physicians and nurses and share how to operate these machines, and in many ways was indirectly able to witness of Christ.
Meanwhile, in the last month, Voice of the Martyrs says attacks on Indian Christians have put two pastors in danger. Hindu militants reportedly attacked the first pastor. He was detained after reporting the incident. The second pastor was called to a meeting by the village about the construction of a new church. He was then beaten by 50 militants. Pray that through the situation, he'd be a witness for Christ. And community impact may be the only way to change hearts and minds in many communities around the United States. Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.
All of us know a lot of people that we work with or go to school with or live around or even family members who really, it looks like they'll never go to a religious meeting to hear a religious speaker talk on a religious subject. They are what we might call post-Christian people. They're not going to be reached in a traditional religious event.
In Minnesota, the outreach included parenting and business seminars and comedy and youth outreaches for kids. Many made professions of faith. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.